Hello everybody, this is Dr. Nadine and welcome to the Animal Channel. This is February's Animal Channel and I just wanted to do a shout out to one of our listeners. Taylor actually sent in a question to my emails and you can do that as well. And the email is drnadine111@gmail.com. So if you have a question that you or a topic that you really would like us to cover in the Animal Channel, please email me. So I just want to do a shout out to Taylor and say thank you for this topic because it really is a key topic for everyone that has animals. And what we're going to talk about today is shots, you know, vaccines, and how to deal with those as a human, how the animals deal with those, when they're appreciated, when they're not. Are there options, right? Those are just options. So this is going to take a lot of different avenues today. When I tuned into the Animal Kingdom earlier, they said, you know what, we're not doing anything until we're actually having the conversation. So a lot of what we're going to do today is going to come through as we're on the call. And let's just see what happens. So before we begin, I do want to say hello to the new people who have joined us on the Animal Channel. Welcome, welcome, welcome. There's a few here that I do not recognize your names. And so what would be lovely for me is for you to, you know, send me an email. Tell me about what kind of animals you have. Because sometimes what's really helpful is to be able to tailor information in the call. So, for example, let's say you have a specific line of birds, since I'm looking at Kianga right now, my African gray. If you have a specific bird or birds or a specific type of animals, like rabbits, I know I had a listener one time that had a specific brand is the wrong word, a species of rabbit, and that rabbit was really prone to illnesses, if you will. And so by them bringing that information to the forefront, when a topic comes up, we can, you know, just really tailor things a little bit more to the listeners on the call. So again, welcome to the Animal Channel. Our topic today is vaccines, shots, what to do, you know, do we have to do them, what to do in those situations. So let's just jump in, and I want to say hello to the Animal Kingdom themselves and to welcome them into our presence on this call. For those of you who know me, you know, normally we're doing a lot of energy work on the call, and we talk back and forth to this kingdom. So I just want to welcome them specifically. And Pegasus is who normally greets us at the door to the Animal Kingdom. And today, actually, Pegasus stepped aside, and there is a very huge gorilla, a male gorilla, who is at the forefront of the welcoming into this space of shots and vaccines. So very curious as to see what he is going to have to say today. There's a lot of fairies who've joined the call. So hello to the fairy kingdom. I'm going to say hello to my archangelic team as well, just because they're always with me when we're doing a call, when we're doing a healing session. So just hello to my team. And would you say hello to those that are attached to your animals? So for some of you, your animals are going to be on this side of the veil. For some of them, they may be on another side of the veil or a different dimension. Just say hello to who is with them, who travels with them, who is here to gather information, if you will, for the one that you have as a companion, the one that is in your care. That's the way they want to say this, the one that's in your care. Because we know, we may say, oh, yes, this dog belongs to me, this cat belongs to me, but, you know, truly, in the whole scenery, if you will, we're really not the owner. We are the companion to the animal that is in our care, right? We're the companion. So just say hello to those, again, who are out of body, who represent or bring this being that you travel with to your forefront. And then I'm just going to jump in here. So you do know that I'm a naturopath, so Dr. Nadine is where that comes from. And in the all of my training, and it doesn't matter if you're on the natural side or the allopathic side, all of us who are in a medical field, and it doesn't matter whether you're studying for a human or an animal, all of us who take on the care of the care of others, we take an oath, and that oath is to do no harm. So I'd like you to really look at that and know that and have that be at the foundation of the things that we may talk about today, that every single person has taken that oath to do no harm. And yet, within that world, there are all different types of you have to have this shot, this vaccine, this many times over the course of this many years. It has to be this strength. And we just all came through a mandatory for many. You must take, or there was a belief structure that you must take this vaccine for COVID and you must have these boosters for COVID. So I'm not going to get into which side of the house are you on, because each of us have the right to our belief and to what that works for us. Okay, so let's just go with there. However, there is that information. What do I do if I want to take this trip? And the only way I can take this trip is if I have this vaccine. I don't believe in the vaccine, so what do I do? Right? There's that piece. Or coming from the animal side, I really want to go on this trip, and I would like to have my animals at this care place, but the care place will not take my animal unless they have distemper, rabies. You know, there's this whole line of vaccines that must have. So where's the balance, if you will? That's a good word. Where's the balance in that world of must have in order to do this? So I just wanted to tap into, again, the animal kingdom, and let's ask them, because there's a difference of things that happen in the wild and things that happen in captivity. So I'm going to tune in to this gorilla. Hello, beautiful being. And he is saying, thank you for this time. Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking. So, oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for being here with us. Yeah, thank you for being here with us. So, what can we call you? Okay, so the name that I'm getting is Chinga, and that's just what he's willing to respond to. So, Chinga, hello, thank you, Chinga. So the question that is coming up is vaccine. And do you represent the information for those in the wild, or do you represent those in cages? So let's start there, okay? So let's say that the animals are in cages. So that might be that they're in captivity, they're in zoos, they're in, what do you call them, sanctuaries, they're in, holding tanks is where I'm being shown, holding tanks. And what Chinga is saying is that in that environment, sometimes others bring imbalance, others bring distortion. And he's saying that in that situation, there's a big need for restoring balance, the big need in restoring balance, because the animal doesn't have the ability to go out into the wild, find a plant, find a root that would allow them to come into balance. So in that situation, in the wild, and I'm going to go to vaccine first, And what he's showing me is just the knowledge here is that many times when one of his friends, let's use that word, one of the members of the animal kingdom, are brought into or rescued from, that this is another one. So maybe they were in captivity, they were in bad cages where there was malnutrition, where there was no care for diet, where there was no care for, I'm going to say humanity, being treated humanly, but being treated animally, right? He says in those situations, those that provide care are really about the shots that come into the body are really, again, about restoring balance. And so he's showing me that many times the animal will be given, say, vitamin D, vitamins. So there'll be vitamin shots to get them out of malnutrition. But a lot of times there's so much decay, there's so much imbalance in the body that those that are in cages need more help. And it's very, very welcome from them to have antibiotics, is my word, antibiotics, fluids, so IV fluids, to get the fluids in the body moving, to get the nutrients. And again, what he's showing is we are in gratitude for what is provided to bring us back in balance. And he has a lot of things to say about those that treat them poorly, and we'll do that in another conversation. But, you know, Chinga, thank you very much for bringing this to our awareness. So let me ask you then, is there a time when those in cages are provided something that's harmful to them? And he goes, not from the nutrient side. And again, I'm going to say not from the vaccine side, not from the shot side. He goes, many times inappropriate food is given, and not enough exercise is given, a wrong type of environment is given, not enough sleep is given. So those would be where I would say they're on the abusive side. They came out of where all the animals were deprived of, you know, basic cleaning the habitat, providing correct food. And he's saying, yes, 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 that's what he means. But my question is, what does an animal do in the cages, in captivity, if they're given a shot that they don't need in their body? Ah, thank you. So he says that in the animal world, they're all about balance. And so they don't in the wild, they don't overfeed, if you will. They don't they just don't over. So, yes, they do fight about territory, so that's a different, again, distinction. However, let's say they need 5 berries for the nutrients that are in the berries that are going to help bring balance to whatever's going on in the body. They know to eat 5 berries. They don't eat 5 bushes of berries. So that's very clear. And he said, whatever is not needed in the body gets pooped out. Gets pooped out. So, and that's in the wild. It gets pooped out. So in captivity, he says sometimes if a nutrient is put into the food, he says we have such a keen sense of smell, we know when you put something in that food. And I can definitely, as Nadine, I can attest to this when I was out at the Wild Animal Sanctuary all the time and watching, you know, looking at all the different creative ways that the caregivers would attempt to hide, say, calcium, vitamins, nutrients in tablet form, capsule form. They would attempt to stick them into the skin flaps of a chicken bone, chicken thigh, and to see if that would go down. And animals are just super smart. They can smell them. So a lot of times they'll accept the food, but then they'll, like hawk a loogie, they'll hawk it back out because they don't want that in their body. So sometimes, yes, it's harder to give a shot, but sometimes the only delivery system is a capsule and or, you know, tablets, and animals can smell those a mile away. So think about that. You know, when we're attempting to give I remember one of my kitties had to be given, I think it was amoxicillin, some type of antibiotic, and it was bubblegum flavor. Like bubblegum flavor. Seriously, what cat in the world eats bubblegum and understands bubblegum flavor? I mean, they just don't do that, right? So, yet when you look at those who make the meds, is they don't have salmon flavor or chicken flavor for the meds, so they do bubblegum flavor. I mean, it just, whatever. So, I'm sitting here shaking my head. The gorilla is shaking his head. So, the question, though, is what do animals do when they're given shots? And if the shot is meant to bring balance, they are very much welcoming the assistance, because they're in captivity and they can't do their own. And what did he say? Is that anything that's in excess is peed out of the body. So let me see if he is willing to give us more information. Let's say, so Chinga, what about, all right, so horses. Let's go to the horse kingdom. And let's just talk to horses about shots that they're given, meds that they're given. And now Pegasus is actually coming forward. So, you know, I mean, yes, Pegasus. Okay, I get it. So Pegasus is just reaffirming that same concept of when we're out of balance, we know, we connect on the heart level, we connect to your heart, and we know if you're here to do us well or if you're here to do us harm. And if you're here to do us harm, we flip switches, my word, in our body to reject what you're giving us because we do not want the harm. But if what you're offering is in energetically, we're looking at you energetically, and it really truly is the intention to help us, we're going to accept that and we're going to absorb that. Now, Pegasus says that not all the time is what is provided in genuine, with good intention, is the right med for one of our kind. And he said, so when it's not in alignment with one of our kind, we're going to let you know right away. So we're either going to show you a symptom. We're going to kick. We're going to whinny. We're going to let you know. We're going to bump against you. We're going to move you against the wall of, say, like the paddock, because we're letting you know that what you just put in us isn't working. Yeah, very cool. Okay, very cool. I want to ask him here because I know for humans the skin is the third kidney. And I'm just, there was something that happened with a horse a couple weeks ago where we were doing a foot bath. The horse had an abscess under the hoof in the, what's called the frog. And we put some plantain, a little bit of Epsom salt. What was the other thing we did? Epsom salt and baking soda. That was the three combinations that we did. And wow, what came out of the hoof was just amazing. It was bubbling. It was coming out. And we'd used that same combination like 48 hours before, and there was nothing. And so he's showing me that, yes, the skin is a third kidney, but the hooves, horses let a lot of stuff go through their hooves. And they feel a lot through their hooves. So thank you, Pegasus, for that information. He says they're also really good about scraping things off. Like, let's say something's coming through the fur and they need assistance. They'll find a place to rub on to get the skin to, you know, let go of that, that whatever was put in the body. Let me ask him this other. So is there anything like from the animal kingdom where the animals are saying, I don't want that? Like, I know to board here, I have to have this vaccine. He says, actually, they don't even get there. It's not something. They're working on an energetic level. And if the intention is for wholeness and well-being, the horses are going to accept it. If it's not in well-being, the horses are going to do whatever they have to get out of that situation, out of that environment, out of that barn, out of that enclosure. Wow, that's good information. Thank you, Pegasus. Thank you. So let me ask both of you then, What about, okay, let's go into cats and dogs now, because different species, but cats and dogs, is that same thing true? So, for example, you know, dogs, you have to have the distemper and the rabies. For cats, the distemper and the rabies. And what do you do if you're a companion and you really don't want that animal to have all that stuff in their body? So, for example, with my three cats, Pegasus, I have one that I just watch her body. And in her body, she doesn't want any more of this external help. It hurts her. She knows that the doctors mean well, but her body can't handle it. Her autoimmune system is not supporting of that. So do you have any information as to how, as human companions, we can assist those that are we've agreed to have in our care that where the shot is not in their best interest? So what he's showing is more having communication. So I'm going to translate this into my words to see if that helps all of us on the call. So we go into the vet. We tell, you know, here's what the food is like. Here's what the poop is like. Here's, you know, the normal behavior. Here's what's, you know, kind of off balance. He's saying to have more communication with those that are, again, doing the shots. And there's something called, you know, when you're making a med, it's called titrate. They titrate a med so to figure out what's the dosage. So if you remember, when you take an animal in, they always do a blood sample. And in that blood sample, what they're looking for is how is the health and well-being of the animal. But they're also looking at the blood to see what's the correct dosage for this animal, because they may have already have antibodies in the body. So there's a test that the vets can do called titer. T-I-T-E-R, and to have that conversation with the vet, with the person, before the dose is administered, so that to make sure that we're not overloading. He's also showing that the animals are now, just like humans, there's more holistic approaches. And to have a conversation with those, again, that you go to, I'm at my word, veterinarians, talk to them and just say, you know, I'm a holistic person. I really want to look at a more alternative medicine. I want to look at more plant-based approaches. So what do you have available? What can you suggest that I can support for my companion animal? Because I personally do not want to put this rabies shot, distemper shot, whatever, in my animal. They don't leave the house, right? They're in my care. And that's different than, again, if you want to go away and you have to have that piece of paper. So let's say, and I'm just going to segue here because I was just at a place, so I don't want to break confidentiality. I was a place that houses boards cats today. And, you know, at any given time, they may have 30, 50, you know, cats there from different homes. And to come there, each person, each cat has got to have their shots. So there's two sides of this coin, right? Do you really want your animal, who's typically in your home and is not exposed to a lot of things, do you want them to be around other animals where infections, you know, upper respiratory infections are kind of common in, not in boarding places, I'm not even going to say that, but like in humane societies, there was a huge period where, let's say you relinquished an animal or you went to adopt an animal, the first thing they're going to let you know is that, you know, this animal's been tested for HIV, it's been tested for upper respiratory infections, this virus, that virus, you know, leukemia. They're going to let you know everything they've tested for when they drew blood. So that's a different conversation. How do I want to protect my baby when I have to go someplace else? And that's a completely different other reason, right? So we're going to, in a moment, we're going to talk about energetically how we can set things up that help us, because, you know, both Pegasus and Chinga have given us key information here about it has to be in alignment energetically. Truly has to be in alignment energetically. So let me just ask one more question here about when we bring the animal from where they were boarded, what do we need to do? Is there anything we need to do to help our animal? And he says these are wonderful questions. So again, you know, the animal kingdom really talks on an energetic level, And if we, when we have an intention of being in alignment, in balance, the animal steps right into that energetic alignment. And when we're coming from a place of, let's say they were boarded or they were at a doggy park or separating the energy, you know, let's say we're at the dog park and there's all these different dogs and you have no idea what the condition is there, but separate the energy from you to the dog park, from the animal to the dog park, bringing all of your energy back, bringing all the animal's energy back after every exchange. And I believe we've talked about how we disconnect energetically. But if I haven't, let's just do it right now. Let's say you went into, well, where I just came out of today, this boarding place. So let's say you're picking up your beloved baby from a boarding place. You have them in their kennel. You have them in the car. So would you now just kind of allow your eyelids to close? And would you, with your imagination, would you imagine that you are outside of the place where you would be boarding? Maybe it's Paws or Us, you know, what is it called? The place where they either do meds, they do baths, they do vaccines, they do boarding. What is that place for you? Now, would you visualize your companion in the vehicle with you? If they're a horse, they're in the back of the horse trailer. The dog, cat, they're in the crate, you know, next to you or in the back of the car. But would you now see the building where they have just come from, where they've just been? And would you visualize a string, a connection between your heart and the animal's heart and that place? So two strings. One from your heart to the place, one from your animal's heart to the place. And we're going to do this twice. One for you, do it always for yourself first, and then we're going to do it for your animal. So would you see that connection between your heart and the heart of the establishment? Just that connecting string. Now would you take your non-dominant hand and would you break that connection? Would you give the energy back to the place? Back to the vet, back to the dog park, back to whoever. More importantly now, would you pull your energy into you? There you go. Now that you've done this for yourself, would you now see, visualize, feel that cord that's going from your baby's heart to the heart of the establishment? And same thing, non-dominant hand, sever the cord, push all the energy back to the establishment, and more importantly, pull, show the baby, pull the baby's energy back to them. And this one they do need help with. This one's not an automatic, like a grounding cord. They get the grounding cord. This is one you get to help with. Help them separate. There you go. Now, we always talk about filling in. How would you like to set the energy for both yourself, but how would you like to set the energy for your little one for the next part? So maybe you're going home. How do you want to set their energy, your energy, so that when they come home, do you want it chaotic? Do you want it peaceful? Do you want it fun? Do you want it restful? So they just came out of a kind of a stress situation. How do you want it? There you go. Find your word. And you can use some of this as well. So would you put a ball above your head, a ball above your baby's head, and give a command to that ball to go to the edges of the universe and collect up. Let's go for rest. It's just what's what you're all telling me. They need to just feel like they can let go. right? They don't have to be on alert anymore. They don't have to be in protection mode. They can just not have a responsibility right at this moment. And allow that peaceful, restful to come into that ball. And again, with your non-dominant hand, pop the ball, allowing that energy to flood in their body. There you go. That's wonderful. Yeah, that's really wonderful. And the animals are saying they'd like you to do this more often, this changing the energy. A lot of times, animals are always, they're so busy doing the healing work that humans forget, you know, a lot of humans aren't paying attention that the animal is doing so much to help the human heal that they don't say, well, wow, you know, animal, how are you doing? What would you like more of right now? And we've really shifted in this last year, especially those who've been on this call for a while, you know, we've shifted quite a bit in the last year of the animals are asking for more now. They get it. We're not going to hurt them anymore. That they want more of a higher level of communication. And part of this higher level communication is filling in, choosing a higher vibration. And they don't always want to have to do, right? Have to do. Now, it's different than when you're leaving the house and you have to give them an assignment. That's one thing. But let's just say we just picked up your beloved companion from the daycare, you've been gone for 10 days. They've been on high alert, high protection for 10 days. They don't need that when they come home. They need to be able to completely unplug. So think about yourself. If you had a very trying day or a trying week, when you come back into your bedroom, if you will, your wherever your safe place is, your sanctuary, do you really want somebody knocking on your bedroom door going, hey, knock, 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 I really need you too? Would you like to have, even if it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, where truly you can unplug 100% and not have to, quote, be on? The animals are the same way. And I'm getting verification and validation from both the animals who've been here showing us the pathway. And what they're both showing is that energetic alignment, right? Energetic alignment. And just take a breath and allow your eyelids to open again. There you go. So let's just take another breath. Let's just shift to the gears here a little bit more about the other topic. You know, what happens if I personally do not believe, and I'm not saying me, I'm just saying a person. Let's say a person generally has a belief that I just do not believe in giving any kind of meds, any kind of vaccines, any kind of anything to my animal. So energetically, sometimes imbalance, again, we're going to come to that word, imbalance. And if there's imbalance, what are you doing? How are you providing that balance, either from flower remedies, from or herbal remedies, from sunshine remedies, from water remedies? What are you providing so that that being can step into balance? And I'm just being asked to put that out there. So, yes, maybe you personally don't want to have a vaccine in your body, and the animal doesn't really want the rabies vaccine. I'm going to pick on that one. However, they've already said that they'll take what they need, and they're going to discard the rest. So what if before we even go in for, quote, the vaccine, for, let's say, 2-3 days before the vet visit, you've already worked energetically with the one in your care, and there's an agreement, right? I want to be in well-being. I want to energetically be in balance. So let's set the intention that, you know, I'm going to have my wellness check, and if there is a, quote, shot that must have, my body will absorb what it needs, and it will discard everything else. Everything else. and the animals are completely in alignment with that. So it's not like they're going to do it by themselves. You, as the person taking them in for that care, you've got to do the work, you know, to set that agreement up beforehand. And then when they come out of the vet, again, do that separation so that, you know, we're going to give back to the vet what it's theirs, we're going to pull in what's ours, and then working with your baby, opening their grounding cord, you know, showing them, all right, let's take your main grounding cord, let's widen it out, let's put grounding cords on all four paws, all four hooves, and widen out so that anything that your body cannot use, cannot absorb, is going to be either shed through the urine, shed through the poo, shed through the skin, shed through the hooves, shed through the feet, shed down that grounding cord. And you, as the person helping, doing the energy work, and if you're on this call, you're obviously doing the energy work, and we just want to be in alignment with that. Yeah, in alignment with that. And I'm being, the animals are showing that it's really important that the human does that as well. So let's say the human is required by the boss, you know, where the job is. There's a requirement, if you want to work here, you must have, right? Here's the must-haves, X, Y, Z, P, M, Q. You must wear a hose. You must wear a green shirt. You must. Is to clear energetically first. Because if you are out of alignment with the energetic agreement, then all that you're going, a person's going to create is havoc, butting heads, right? Butting heads. So, one of the webinars I do called "How Do You Take Charge of Yourself?" There's a part in that webinar where I talk about setting boundaries. You know, how do we learn to set boundaries that are healthy boundaries and say yes, no? You know, saying no is a healthy boundary. Saying yes sometimes is not a healthy boundary, right? We give too much away. Yes, 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 I'll do that. Yes, I'll do that. Yes, I'll do that. When the power really is in the no. So same thing the animals are saying. You as humans are really learning when to set a boundary and honor that boundary for yourself. We're going to show you where you're out of balance and where you're not honoring a boundary. So I was having a conversation with one of my clients the other day, and she says, you know, my kitties are not eating, and I've now changed their food, and she told me how many times she changed her food. I thought they liked this food, and they're not eating. I'm wasting money. I'm throwing money down the kitchen sink, down the disposal, down the whatever. And, you know, this whole question about boundaries showed up again. And she was not happy to hear the information. And it took a while before she could see what was going on. So you have a 14-year-old cat, you know, 3-year-old cat, doesn't matter, whatever dog. And you provide the food and you say, hey, this is what I have available right now to feed you. And the animal says, I don't want that. Right? Just like a 2-year-old. I don't want that. That's green things. Those are green trees. I don't want that. And they throw their dish. They'll either turn it over, throw it across the room. And so the parent, you know, goes and says, oh, the only thing little Johnny will eat is M&Ms or donuts. Well, you're the adult, right? You're the adult. And the adult has to say, wow, I'm really sad that you chose to not have your green things. I'm not giving you this processed sugar. I'm not going to cave in. So I guess that was a choice, and I'll feed you again, you know, whenever the next meal is. So we worked this thing out about, all right, you put healthy food down. It was what you had purchased because they liked it before. You set it down, they walked away. Great. Pull it in 2 hours, and they get their next meal. When would you typically feed them again? And she told me, and like, okay, so then you throw it because it's, you know, we don't want to give them spoiled food, but I want you to create that same identical meal and put it down tonight. And she goes, but what if they don't eat? I go, well, that's their choice, right? They can choose to not eat if they want to. We'll look at, you know, are they still drinking water? Not, yeah, drinking water. And it took 3 days. It took 3 days. And then finally I get this phone call, and she goes, oh, my God, they're finally eating. Are they just so ravenously hungry? And I said, so what is one of the biggest things you've been working on over the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month? And it came down to setting boundaries and honoring them. I said, okay, so if you're working on setting a boundary and honoring that boundary for yourself, can you look at this from the perspective of those in your care said, oh, mom's working on setting boundaries, so I'm going to push against to see if she'll set a boundary with us and honor it for us. You see that? See that? So how does that tie into vaccines? The same thing. What's the energetic alignment? What's the energetic alignment? And sometimes, again, that bubblegum thing, you know, I have to energetically change the vibration so I'm not going, what the hell, am I giving my cat freaking bubblegum crap? I have to energetically change that before I put the dose in a dropper and put it down, you know, their throat. But then I also have warm water so I can flush it down with something that they like and have a treat, something that after that bubblegum goes down, I can change the flavor, give them a tuna flavor, give them something that I know they totally dig that comes, you know, right behind that. So shots, meds, because sometimes it's not just vaccines. Sometimes it's we have to give them a med, and I ask the... Wow, there's these things called greenies where you can take a tablet and you can put it inside the greenie. The animals say, yeah, that is crap. But they like cheese, right? They'll do cheese. They'll do anything for cheese. So it's like look at what's the treat for your baby and sneak your thing in the treat. Now, don't be surprised if you have cats and you walk around your house and they ate the cheese and left the med behind. Happened way too many times. So what I started doing with, I have just very clever little kids here, is I would take two spoons and put the tablet or the medicine in between the two spoons and crush the tablet and then take that tablet and mix it with a little bit of oil, you know, their omega-E's oil, so it's kind of sticky, making a little poultice. And then there, from that little poultice, then I would put their, mix their food and smoosh it around it just to get that all the way down. And it's like you got to take something that smells stronger than the med to get it into the animal sometimes. And again, you're the adult. You're the companion. You're the one that has a little bit more of the authority here to, and please hear that the right way, you have to be the adult in the relationship is basically what they're saying to give us the thing that's going to get us in balance. Because we're not out in the wild and we can't find it for ourselves, or there was a forest fire, so those berries I need are not there right now because our forest just burnt. So can you provide that for me? Can you provide the salt lick outside for me? Can you provide that whatever I'm missing to bring me into balance? And do it energetically as well. We've had a lot of different calls, you know, where we've talked about the bringing things into balance and into alignment. Yeah. Yeah. So there was one other aspect I wanted to talk about. Let's just see if the animals want to talk about it. So the animal kingdom says, you know, you got to understand we don't like being told what to do. You know, we don't like being forced. And so sometimes, even though you're putting that really lovely nutrient in our food, I'm looking at molasses, you know, for the horse's bin, we're going to turn it over. You're right, it smells different to us. We're going to turn it over. So again, it's that boundary setting. So sometimes I watched this happen the other night. I had given everybody their food, but I was in a different room, and no one was eating, not a one. And Kianga, the African gray, started, you know, kind of chattering, like, where's my food? Where's my food? And I walked back in the room, and no one had touched their food. until I sat down. So I wasn't planning on eating at that time. They eat at a different time than I did. But what I ended up doing was getting a cup of tea and sat down. And the moment I sat down, right, to be part of the family, all three cats found their dishes, the bird found its dish, and all of them beak down, nose down, eating the food. So sometimes it's the structure you've set up, but that's a little different than what our intention was today about providing the shot, the medicine. So there, this information is coming through also about, yes, sometimes the fastest way to deliver is through an injection, through a shot, but sometimes maybe it's a vitamin that you're doing. So let's say you're putting 5 drops of something on your baby's food and they're not eating their food. Back it off. Back it off 4 drops. Back it off to 1 drop and build it back up again. Right? So don't just not give them the nutrient they need. Sometimes you just have to start with a smaller quantity, right? Just a smaller quantity. The other thing I noticed with when giving meds, remember I told you I'll give a med, but I always have what's coming back, you know, on the back side of it. So this happened with Kianga as well, is she had her medicine when I first got her. She had antibiotics she was on for almost 21 days when I first adopted her. And after that, you know, I'd give her the med, and I could just watch her little tongue. It's like, wow, wow. So I would always have either warm water or warm water with a little bit of coconut, a little bit of warm coconut water, something to go beyond, you know, for that one syringe was the med, one syringe was the warm coconut water. So be thinking about that for your own animal is like, do you need to, all right, here's your little poultice that has, it's in cheese and or peanut butter, and you just popped it down. There's a dog I'm working on right now, and there's a new thing, tea relief, that we're working with. And he crushes it first because he, you know, animals aren't going to put it under their tongue and let it dissolve. So we smooshed it up, put it in a little bit of peanut butter. Peanut butter goes down, and it's fascinating to watch this dog who would not touch its food. He was in so much pain. Is he has his little poultice, and within, both mom and dad said, within 5 minutes of having his poultice, he's over there very energetically looking for his food. They'll take what they need to get into balance. So let's take that as a really positive sign from the animal kingdom that we understand vibrationally when you're giving us something that's for our best good. Help us sometimes, you know, because some of these animals, you know, when, let's say we just adopted a new animal, they have no idea what you're doing. And you may have the world's greatest intention of providing for them, but energetically you have to show them it's safe. Energetically you have to show them that, all right, you and I we have one mission, to get you healthy, to get you in balance. Kindly, you know, kindly. So let me just see if the gorilla has anything more he'd like to say. So his message is more play, is that you as humans need more play. He says you're very serious and you do the job things really well, he said, but you don't play. There's no, the other thing he says is communication. He says we have, in our community, he says, we have conversation every day. Yes, we have our spats, but we have conversation every day. There's a, and he's showing me where they are grooming each other every single day. There's a part of connectivity, connection with each other. And he said, you humans need more of connection, connectivity. And doesn't mean you have to groom each other. That's just because we're a different species, but that, you know, talking. So think about those in your life. You know, let's say maybe you live with 3-4 people. How do you communicate with them on a daily basis? If you have animals, how do you communicate with them on a daily basis, right? Or do you ignore them for 5 days and then treat them well one day? Where is that? If you're in a work environment, how do you treat those people who come in that are grumpy? You know, they had a bad day. Do you react and fire back at them? Or do you go, wow, they must have really had a crappy morning. You know, maybe someone, you know, pooped in their cereal this morning. I can't judge them, but maybe I can just say, wow, I'm sorry you're having a really rough day at 7:30 in the morning. I'm sorry you're having a rough day. Hopefully you can help turn that around by you widening your grounding cord, changing your energy field. And I'm just being shown to talk about Saint Germain's Violet Flame. Again, I go back to this place I was this morning, you know, flooding that place with Saint Germain's Violet Flame, flooding a veterinarian office with Saint Germain's Violet Flame, your home, wherever you're working, wherever you're living, to bring that tool in every day or as often as you remember this tool, to allow the energies to shift, right, to allow the energies to shift. And that's what Saint Germain's Violet Flame is all about, is just allowing, it transforms, it transmutes energy, and it brings it to a higher level. So that's a different conversation. Let me just go back and just see one more time. Normally, like I said, I have notes that of what we're going to do, and the Animal Kingdom wanted to run this. So let me just see. Anything else? We already got the play from the gorilla, from the that whole spectrum. Let me look at what Pegasus has to say. So Pegasus is saying that there's not enough quiet time. That, again, I'm being shown do, run. But there's not enough quiet time with you and the part of you that's not in a body. And so he's supporting that, yes, that y'all don't talk, you don't communicate. But he says, even with yourself, he says, how much quiet time do you have with yourself every day? And he says that would be one thing that the Animal Kingdom would like for the Human Kingdom to do better with, to do more with, is quiet, your personal quiet time. Personal quiet time. Well, let's just take a breath on that and thank both of these amazing beings that came forth today. And say hello to anyone else in the Animal Kingdom that you would like to just, since we're sitting in their presence, that you would just like to receive with. It's quiet time for self. Where's your favorite place in the world to be? You know, do you have a rock you like to sit on? Is there a pond you like to look at or a stream you like to walk by? What's a favorite place that when you go there, it's just joy? Can you just visualize yourself being there in, right now, in this moment, but be there, hearing the sounds? If it's outside, you know, turning your face up and feeling the sun on your face, that vitamin D on your face. And would you tell yourself, you know, I thank you to these animals that have given me this information as time for myself. I value myself enough to give to me. Again, thank the animals. So many are coming forward, you know, right now, and we're getting ready to change again a season. Regardless, you know, for many it's winter going into spring, but for some it's fall going into winter. So we're shifting into another season, and different things happen in those seasons. So can you commit to yourself to more play every day? More play, more communication. That was another one. Communicate better, more. And then that personal quiet time. Personal quiet time. Wow. Yeah, this is beautiful. Beautiful. So let's practice that, you know, separation that we talked about earlier on the call. Would you just visualize now, we're at the end of what we were going to do today, would you visualize the connection between my place where I'm delivering the message and where you're hearing from. And just like a chord, you know, here's a good example, a roll of toilet paper from my room to your room. See how flimsy that is? And now with your non-dominant hand, would you just cut that line and push all of my energy towards me, because I'm going to receive it, but now would you pull all of your energy to you in your heart as I'm pulling all of my energy to me in my heart? Would you thank everybody else who attended on the call today? And again, for all those who are brand new, thank you so much for participating. This is wonderful. If you have a topic you would like to see, email it in to drnadine111@gmail.com. And yeah, so before you walk away, so we did the separation, how would you like to step forward? What kind of energy would you like to step forward, just like we did at the dog park? Would you put a ball above your head? And what type of energy would you like to make a step forward in? Give the command to that ball to go to the edges of the universe and bring that either color, word, vibration, fill that ball. And now would you reach up with your non-dominant hand and pop that ball, allowing your cells of your beingness to fill in and to raise up to that vibration. And I just looked at the clock, and it's 111, 111, 111, powerful number, 111, perfect time for us to end our call. So thank you very much for joining us. Have a great day, everyone.